Today at the Pentagon in Washington, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld led a memorial service which began at 9:38 a.m., the precise moment American Airlines Flight 77 slammed into the building. Joining us now from outside the Pentagon is NPR's Allison Aubrey. Allison, first of all, could you just tell us what it looks like now outside the Pentagon?
Sure. What I see, Linda, is a crash site that has slowly become a construction site. On a fence surrounding this construction site, I see photographs of 125 victims who died on September 11th, and a sign over them says, America's Heroes. There are sounds of crews working, there's a large construction crane, and there's fresh plywood that now covers much of the burned-out gouge that was left by the terrorist attack.
Allison, my impression the first time I saw the Pentagon was that it looked much worse than it looked on television, much bigger. And now, as I understand it, having cleaned up the site has made the opening even larger in the side of the building.
Really, that's because of the blackness, the soot, and the char that were left by that fire that burned for 36 hours back in September. With all of that char, you couldn't get a sense of how much damage there was. Now that the process of rebuilding has begun, crews tore down about 400 square feet of the building. Those are walls and floors that were structurally damaged, so the hole is bigger.
And what is the status of that part of the building now?
Basically, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has promised that at least some of the offices will be reopened by next September 11th. About 4,600 people were forced out of their offices, and a Pentagon spokesperson says it will take a couple of years for the rebuilding project to be complete.
Allison, what about the people who were injured when the plane hit the Pentagon?
Well, a lot of people, of the nearly 75 or 80 people who were taken to hospitals, many were released after, you know, an overnight stay. But there were 10 people who were transported to Washington Hospital Center. They have a burn trauma unit. One of those people died immediately following the attack. But the other 9 people have survived, and doctors have performed 112 surgeries on these patients since September 11th. It's just been since Thanksgiving that the patients have left intensive care. They remain in the hospital and burn rehab units, but the recoveries are tediously slow. I mean, they're learning to do simple things over again, like hold a pen or take a drink of water. One of the burn victims reported that on the 64th day of her recovery, she was finally able to see the sun again.
Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Allison Aubrey speaking to us from outside the Pentagon.